Sí.
Here you go, Corby. Look at this. Well, he does love it. He loves it.
That's a scream laugher.
Craziest laugh in the history of the world.
All right, and I want to give a quick hit here about Jamarcus Russell. I know you guys like to follow his wheels offness. What was the last story you had about him falling asleep in meetings? And
yeah, basically his entire time in Oakland was wheels offness. Yeah, the quarterback, the leader of the team, was sleeping through meetings.
So they signed him to $60 million in 2007. You know how many games he won in his three seasons?
Two.
Seven.
Five.
Didn't he put on a bunch of weight?
Yeah. He was always pretty big.
Whoops. Is he the greatest bust in NFL history?
He's right up there.
Well, right now, he's in danger of losing his $2.4 million mansion that he bought right after signing with the Raiders. Foreclosure proceedings have already begun.
Oh, no.
He's failed to pay $195,512.05 in mortgage payments so far.
It's a tough one, pal.
They're giving him 3 months to pay it, or they're going to put it on the auction block.
Don't you bank it for a few years before you get the $2 million house?
There's no way he has run through $60 million in 4 years.
Well, I don't know if he got all of
it. No, he didn't.
He got his bonus and then like the first 2 years of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so how much is that?
Still a lot.
Yeah,
30 million?
Yeah, probably still 20 million at least.
Okay, well, why hasn't he paid off $2.4 million in mortgage?
Because it's gone.
There's no way.
Yeah, there is.
Why did he? You just pay cash for the house. Why is that so hard to understand?
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't. I don't know why he financed it.
Anyway, so God bless Jamarcus Russell.
Losers.
Okay. I had no idea when I did a story like this that there were so many other stories out there just like it. Remember I told you about disturbing stories of putting animals down, P1s who've had to put down their animal, and how things go horribly wrong sometimes when they're trying to put down their animal? I received a couple that I think are award-winning. Now, they're disturbing because it involves the death of an animal, but there's also one... There's a wheels-off comic tragic element to it as well. This comes to us from Bloody Pants and Waxahachie.
What's wrong with people?
Gordon, that's what's wrong with people. He started all that.
Dear Gordon, we adopted two rabbits for our two small girls to have as pets. We kept them in a cage outside. During the winter, I placed a plastic tarp over the cage and put a shop light inside to help them stay warm. Well, my wife decided that the regular light bulb wasn't warm enough, so she put a heating lamp bulb in the lamp. Unfortunately, the shop light was one of the kind that clamps on, and it wasn't mounted with screws or anything. Well, the weight of the heat lamp bulb caused the light to fall and lay on top of the wood shavings.
Oh, no.
Yep, you guessed it. My wife comes running into my office after the kids were in bed. She's screaming that the rabbit cage is on fire. The cage was engulfed in flames, and the tarp I used to cover the cage was plastic. And it was on fire, and so it's raining down fireballs onto these rabbits.
Wow.
It was winter, so I had already put up the water hose to prevent freezing. So he has no way of dousing this thing since the cage is outside. And his only water source is not available to him. Fortunately, I'd purchased a fire extinguisher years earlier. Well, after putting out the fire, I realized the rabbits were alive, but just badly burned.
No.
Well, I grew up in the country, so I was not about to spend thousands of dollars in vet bills on two rabbits I'd been wanting to get rid of anyway. And it was too late to take them to a vet, so I was going to have to do the deed myself. Well, we lived in the city, and shooting a weapon in the city is illegal, and I couldn't bring myself to... cut their throats with their big brown eyes staring at me, so I finally decided to shoot them with an old .22 rifle. Just one bad decision after another here. The first one went fine. One shot to the head. Very instant and gracious, peaceful death.
The kids didn't wake up and look around.
Walk out and see Dad shooting at rabbits.
Smoke everywhere.
The second shot on the second rabbit missed his head and went into his shoulder. And Gordo, the gun jammed. The rabbit is screeching in pain, and I can't shoot. I have to run inside and use a screwdriver to pry the bullet out, load another, and then get back out and shoot it again, finally this time killing it. But if you've never heard a rabbit screech in pain, I hope you never do. It was terrible. My wife had nightmares about it for years. She's screaming at me the whole time I'm doing this.
Don't you think that second rabbit was thinking, what's this guy's problem?
I will never put an animal down again without taking it to the vet. Oh, one injection, they die peacefully. By the way, the kids never woke up. We told them we opened the cage while it was on fire, and the rabbits ran out into a field by our house. And every now and then, we tell the kids, hey, I think I saw one of the rabbits in the field while you were at school.
That's...
just so they will believe us that they got away. In reality, I put them in a trash bag and stuffed them down up under all the trash so that they would go out with the trash unseen.
Ugh. How horrible.
By the way, he said take them to the vet, one injection, and they die peacefully. Do they? Or is it like death row when sometimes they fight it for a while?
I've been there for it.
Was it peaceful?
It seemed to be, but it's still... Yeah. Horrible.
How many animals have you been the...
Well, we saw our basset right before that. We didn't actually see them do it. We couldn't watch. But the greatest dog ever, Belle the bird dog, my dog from high school, I was there for that. And that was just... I shouldn't have been in there.
For the moment?
Yeah.
Boy, but isn't that tough. Part of it? I mean, that's part of it loving is. The animal, yeah, is that you is, ought to be holding their paw as
know,
they
but it's still really
see
disturbing.
Dog Jesus.
Yeah. I know, but it's still really disturbing when I think of it.
They
though.
Say you should be the very last thing they see. Not yeah. You shouldn't leave the room and then freak them out.
Yeah, you abandon them. You can't abandon them.
But he was in there for Belle.
I was in there for him. Well, and with our basset, we didn't... It wasn't as if we said, well, we can't watch this. He didn't make it through surgery.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't put him down. You were trying
yeah,
to save
we were trying
his life.
To save him, but it didn't.
The Belle you were trying to kill. I mean,
I was trying to give
literally,
her
a... I mean, you were, right?
Don't say that.
You were trying to cause her death in a peaceful way.
In a peaceful... I was trying to give her some peace because she was miserable. She couldn't...
Peace through death.
How old was she?
14 or 15.
It's a good long life.
Yeah.
So you went inside the vet's office.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does that process take? I've never done that, so I don't know how long it takes.
It didn't take long. I mean, I think we had an appointment.
You know what I wonder about that process is how many times the vets say, okay, it's time, and the owner says, just five more minutes, and then five more minutes, and then five more minutes,
yeah,
and five more.
You can't do that. You just
they
can't.
Don't let you do that?
Well, they may, but I...
They don't just sneak the injection real quick?
No. Okay, let's talk about something
what?
Else. I can't talk about it.
You still choked up about it?
Yeah, can't do it.
All right, so there's a good question for you. Do you hold the dog's paw where it sees you? The last thing it's comforting is it walks into the light.
Yes.
Even though that causes you such psychological harm, and you're like, well, God, I got to live the next 50 years with this, and who cares if the dog... Last thing he sees is some veterinary assistant with a cigarette dangling out of his mouth, sticking window cleaner in his veins.
I guess it's your own personal preference, but I would rather me be the last thing my dog sees.
And but Giorgio's still torn up about this 25 years
you know,
later.
You know what was the most disturbing part of it? Was that it was peaceful, but there was like... There was some like twitching, you know, and just... Just unusual, how like head movement and stuff, and it didn't look right, and it just reinforced what you just did.
What about?
But
being...
it's better than shooting, though. I mean, my gosh,
is it?
Yes.
What about being in the room and then just turning away, but you're still holding the dog's paw, and you're still in the dog's presence, so the dog is more relaxed because you haven't left, but you're not looking at the twitching.
But Belle's sitting there thinking, George, don't look away.
Stop it.
Stare at me in the eye.
I don't think they'd be thinking that.
No.
They're just happy you're there.
So P1 Aaron sends in his story. He says, my girlfriend has had a couple cats for several years, and I've grown quite attached to them myself. But one of them develops a breathing problem back in November, and we took her to the vet. She's diagnosed with emphysema. I don't know, cats gonna have that. After several x-rays and about $300 in payments and getting the S clawed out of me while I was holding her down on the x-ray table, the vet says that she really can't do much. Just take her home, and when she gets to where she has no quality of life, just bring her back and we'll put her to sleep. About the middle of January, same time as the rabbit thing was happening, by the way, she had lost weight, and it was obvious that her life was over. My girlfriend and her son told the cat goodbye and went off to work and school, and I was left to take her to the vet. Well, my mind starts to wander, and I decided I didn't want her last couple of hours to be traumatic for her. I didn't want to have to pay the vet again either. So I convinced myself that maybe it would be best if I took her outside where she liked to be and just end it there with a shot to the back of her head.
Holy smokes. God.
Well, I held her for a while, and I took her out under the tree. Then, using a nickel-plated Wyatt Earp-like 12-inch barreled 22 pistol, which I had loaded with shorts so not to make as much noise, I put her out of her misery. Well, the one thing I hadn't counted on was the muscle jerk and the blood explosion when I pulled the trigger. Musers, it sprayed all over me and all over the gun. I look like a serial killer in a Tarantino movie. My clothes, arms, and face all had spray all over them. And I'm all upset, looking frantic and wild-eyed as my neighbor sees me sprinting back into the house. I had to wash all my clothes, even my shoes, and clean up before anyone got home as I'm sitting in a chair nervously as they re-enter the house.
Hadn't been a blood cleaning like that since OJ, it sounds like. What? That wasn't that bad. That didn't slightly remind you of OJ with the shoes and clothing?
He was found completely innocent of that in a court of law.
That was human
the jury
life.
Proved he didn't do it by voting not guilty.
OJ?
Anyway, P1 Aaron ends, every time I think about it, I'm still massively bothered by it.
Yeah, that's worse.
P.S. I kept the $50 my girlfriend gave me to have her put to sleep.
God.
That is so sorry.
P.S. is always childish.
Yeah, it is. It's real childish. He keeps the $50. So basically, he stole $50 from his girlfriend and committed cat murder. And was spotted by the neighbor running back into his house with a gun.
Covered
in blood.
You know,
oh my gosh.
As our oldest dog starts creeping towards eventual death, my hope is that we never have to take her into the vet. My hope is that I come home from work one day and she's back in the bushes curled up and has passed away in the backyard.
With a smoking pistol by her side.
Yeah, just however she chooses to do it. Just, you know, where you don't have to take her into the vet. I hope she just dies naturally in the leaves. But I don't know how often that happens.
You know, my dog's getting up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's limping around. He's overfed. He looks like Orson Welles. So, yeah, I always hope that I walk in and just find him, that he's passed away in his sleep.
Yeah.
A cardiac event or something.
Right.
Instead of that, you know, cramming him into a crate and hauling ass down to the vet.
How old is he now?
I don't know because I've found him, you know, on the street. We weren't exactly sure how old he was when I found him. But I want to say he's probably around 13 years old, 12, 13.
He's getting there.
Yeah.
Maybe I should preemptively kill him. Or I won't have to later on.
You've done it before with animals.
As a mercy thing, and you guys have taken those and turned them into some sort of perverted homicidal rage I was in.
Yeah, but you are a serial animal mercy killer. Which is really weird. You go around looking for mercy killings.
I think I've mercy killed three. I don't drive around looking for mercy killings.
Well, you've got those silhouettes on the side of your car. A couple birds and a duck. And
three. No. You've already done three.
Yes. One was a grackle. That's
the one your neighbor saw you shoot, right?
No, that's the one that that flew right in front of my car, and I ran over him partially. And then I looked in my rearview mirror as I'm driving away, and he's sitting there struggling and flapping around on the ground. I said, I just can't leave him like that. So I put it in reverse, and I backed up over him in order to finish the job. And I looked over, and there was a woman and her daughter standing on the sidewalk looking at me when the mom went, ah!
Wondering
like
what kind of madman they were looking at.
To see me hit it once and then back over it again. Telling how she misinterpreted my actions. And then another one was when a dog got a hold of a little baby bird that had fallen out of a nest and mauled it pretty good. And the thing was sitting down there struggling. And I went and got a hatchet and chopped off its head.
Whoa.
And your neighbors saw you do that,
right? Not all of these were witnessed.
What was the third one?
God witnessed
them. Didn't you beat something to a pulp with a hammer?
Oh, that's another animal. That was a snake when I was a kid, and it was down in a garbage can. That's where we put it. We'd caught it. I think my dad had caught it and put it down there. And we tried to kill the thing, and it wouldn't be killed, and we had smashed its head just flat as a sheet of paper, but it was still just slithering around. So we're all just in there, kill it!
And what was the fourth?
That was when I was trying to scare grackles and starlings off my feeders because, you know, I want to see mourning doves and pleasant little animals and, you know, things like that. But so I got the lowest feet per second BB gun I could get. And grackles, you could shoot them off of your feeder and they would just fly off.
Mm-hmm.
Starlings are much thinner skinned. And I hit one of those, and he went down and was down on the ground, you know, clucking his tongue out and everything, just looking horrible. So I had to...
Gordo went...
and he stuck the knife.
It's okay. As I just slowly stick the pen knife through its heart. No, that one I beat to death with a brick.
Oh my God.
And that, your neighbor saw you do that, right?
Yeah, neighbor did see me do that.
Thinking, what kind of a lunatic do we live next door to?
I wasn't laughing. Believe me, all these were very scarring.
Horrible. I don't think I've had one other than an insect mercy kill in my life. You've had four. And I'm older than you.
Because I'm responsible, and most people would just walk away from those animals, letting them suffer.
You're sick.
You create the scene so that you can deliver the mercy blow.
No, I accidentally hit a grackle. Now, the one that you could say was partially my fault was the starling that I shot with a BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
I just meant to scare him off.
You said, get some before you shot.
I did not. There was no...
Go, birds, get some.
All right, Gordo, thank you for those stories. Always wonderful. That's the corner. It's 9:36 on the ticket. Coming up next, when it's not a good idea to ace the Wonderlic.
The ticket.